Welcome to the Hat Trick, brought to you by cricketbetting.com. I'm your host, Ed Hawkins. This is the live weekly cricket betting show, which tells you exactly what's going to happen in the third test between India and England from Rajkot. Each of our guests is challenged to pick one bet and one bet only. We're keeping profit and loss figures for our three tipsters. There's absolutely no hiding place, so we tell you exactly what's going to happen in this third test. Our three tippers are Manish, who has the responsibility for stats, angles. Ravi Ashwin, a loser for you last time, Manish. Are you happy going into this one?
Yes, it won't be Ashwin for me this time, and it took a really special performance from Bumrah in slightly helpful conditions to get India over the line. I mean, he literally sealed the game in the first half. Ashwin did took 3 wickets in the top order in the second innings, but for me it was the first inning that really sealed the game for India. And with this, Bumrah has become the first Indian pacer to top the Test bowling rankings. He's 30 points ahead of Rabada and 40 points ahead of Ashwin. So, yeah, India is looking good with Bumrah right now.
I suspect there might be a Bumrah bet coming. Joined as ever by the former enemy, John Wright, ex-odds compiler. John, good to see you. Unique
Hey, David.
odds, unique insight from how odds are made. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, I mean, it's level in the series now, isn't it? The prices look for me look about right. I mean, England. The good thing about England is that they, even though they got beat in that Test match, as Manish said there, the first innings did determine the result. Really, it was Jaiswal and that fantastic spell from Bumrah in the first innings where he got the 6 for, and then Gill in the second innings. You actually look at India. India's it's basically that victory revolved around three players. England stayed in the Test match. They beat India on a second innings score, which was good. And although they lost the Test match by 100 runs, I think there's a lot to like about this England. I think India, with a lot of inexperience in that batting lineup, I think England are definitely still in this series, and I think the odds reflect that.
Okay, good stuff. Ben, your job is to cast your eye over the special bets. 10 Crick is our featured sportsbook this week. How are you doing, Ben?
Yeah, good. I'm liking the England side. Good aggressive cricket. Mark Wood probably coming back in, which is going to be exciting. So, looking forward to this test. This will be a cracker. So, there's some really interesting odds from 10 Crick today. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is set up to be a cracker. Loads of content on cricketbetting.com. Go over and have a look there. Give us some love on the podcast provider of your choice and subscribe. Hit that button, please. We're going to get into it now. Each of the guys have one standout bet, and that comes at the end of the show. We're filtering the odds value for you, so stay tuned for that. And as said, all the odds are for India versus England in the third test from Rajkot. As I said, 10 Crick is the featured sportsbook, 10cr10.com, if you want to go and check it out. Match odds for you from them, 1.42 India, England 3.7, the draw 9.5. Manish, coming to you on India team news, and what can we expect from that Rajkot surface?
So Rajkot is an interesting one. There are runs to be had, obviously, because Pujara and Jadeja in first-class cricket have double and triple centuries here. But what has happened in the past, especially in the first-class cricket, is they have created rank turners when they needed the result to go their way. So as a result of that, there have been 20 first-class totals of 500 or more, but at the same time, there have been 20 all-outs under 150 and less. So it's going to be dependent on whether Jadeja is available, whether Kuldeep Yadav is going to play in the side with, and that would decide whether India go on an aggressive route or they just play a little bit defensive. There is no way they would want to play defensive here, and probably Kuldeep is the way to go. But it all depends on whether Jadeja is available as well, because his availability is subject to the fitness test before the match. So if he's available, then it's either Kuldeep or Akshar. But if he's not, then I think both of them will play.
Okay, India, as ever, likely to go with spin. John, England been more than competitive probably hasn't gone the way a lot of people thought this series so far. As an odds maker now, do you think that gap is smaller than first thought if you'd been pricing it up for test one?
No, I definitely think it's got to be closer. I mean, if you look at the Indian lineup, I mean, I agree with Manish there. I think India, if Jadeja is fit, they'll happily bat him in the top six. They batted Axar at six in the last Test match, and I think India, with those three inexperienced players in the squad of Paddy Cole, Paddy Tarr, and Sarfraz, I don't think India will want to play those three because they only want to play one of those three because I think it does give that Indian batting lineup a bit of inexperience. And England have bowled well. I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of mitigation. Root injured himself in the field, so he couldn't bowl many overs at Vizag in the second innings. Hartley has been it'd been a find, hasn't he? He's bowled very, very well, even though they've lost Leach for the series. I do like England, and I think England will, as Ben said, I think they'll bring Mark Wood back into the side. They'll play two seamers and the three inexperienced spinners with hopefully Root being fit to bowl his allocation.
Okay, Ben, we discussed on the hat trick last time the importance of the toss. For me, it's a bat first, win the game sort of test match. You were keen on that last time, but favouring England. What about your views this time? What have you seen?
I'm with Don on this. I think England is way too long on this. The side is just it's performing very, very well. I don't know how you can. I think there's a lot of value there in England winning, but it is kind of India. It's a bit disappointing that it tends to be a continent that you win the toss and you kind of choose the favourable option. It's disappointing in some ways, but it doesn't mean if you lose a toss, you lose the match. I think England at you know anything above kind of 2.5 for me is got really good value. In terms of the interesting bets, though, you know, the one for me is England. You know, we know England's got this really aggressive style. So 10 cricket have got England at 2.52 for more than 47 runs in the first 10 overs. Now, over the past 2 years, England's managed to do that more often than not. So that one jumped out at me as being a pretty safe, inverted commas, bet, but it's a pretty safe one, and it has value. As far as England top batter goes, it's been spread. You know, there's always this comment of when a good batsman doesn't do well, they're due for runs. Joe Root fits in that category. He's a very good batsman. He's at 3.55, so he's an interesting one. But as before, I like Ben Duckett. He's at 5.2. Ben Duckett at 5.2 is my big one on that one too. So.
Okay, Manish, any related odds you've spotted?
Yes, the first inning here, there have been seven centuries if you consider both the teams, and five centuries in just the first innings, any team. So that any player to score a century in first innings at 1.6 it, that looks to be on. And that is probably why the odds are slightly lower. I really like the way Zach Crawley is playing in this series. Excuse me. He to score a half century at 3.85. He has done that four times in last 10 innings, and he also has a couple of 40 plus scores in those 10 innings as well. So that one, these two jump out at me as far as special odds are concerned.
Yeah, 1.68. I had a note of that one for a ton in first things. That's a good one. Check that out with 10 crick. Joe Root, 3.55. England top bat in first innings. John, you're a big fan of his. Is he going to get some runs anytime soon?
Well, he's definitely due. He's only got 52 runs in the series so far in four innings, but I mean, he's class act, isn't he? No, he's got a test average just a shade under 50. He's got runs at this venue before when they played in at 216. He got 124. He's got a double 100 in the last series when England toured before. I think that England are going to need Root to turn up in the series. Hopefully, it's a bit this thing. And if you look in the last test match with that injured index finger, he batted out of character in the second innings. He had a bit of a slog, didn't he? Got 16 around, then got out. So I think Root will bat his normal way, and hopefully he'll get runs in this test match. I think England are going to need it.
Okay, we're getting closer to the hat trick. The best three picks from each of our tips is for this third test, but I do want to come back to Ben very quickly just to see if there's anything else that you've spotted, Ben, from those 10 crick prices.
Look, I think England winning the match is the standout one. I think it's just too long for me. There's other interesting ones. Ben Stokes at 4.9 for top batsman. I think if England lose a few wickets early on, he's in for a shout then. But you'd kind of expect that England top batsman fits the first three batters. So Pope obviously had a good one. Not really. As far as value goes, not really. I think the one that does stand out is Joe Root. He's due for one, and England do get off to a pretty good start. So they're the two standout ones for me.
Ben Stokes mentioned that. I'm going to have to tell you that his one win in 23 for Stokes on first innings. It was in this series, but I suspect he's too short, Stokes. But we crank up the pressure now for the hat trick. We're going to go to each of our guys for one bet each. Don't forget to go to cricket-betting.com for all your third test analysis. Three tips. Three areas of expertise. We are keeping score on how they get on. These are one unit level stakes, and across the board, they're all level pegging because we're minus one for each of them after the show last time. Let's keep it short and snappy, please. Let's have the bet. Very quick reasoning why, and we're going to go to John Wright first, please.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with Joe Root. First innings. I think this test match will be won in the first innings. It's a first innings venue. Joe Root to be top bat in the first, sorry, Joe Root to get over 30 and a half runs in the first innings at 183, I believe it is. That'd be my bet. He's overdue, and I think England are going to need him. And he's the class act, best player of spin in the England side. So I'm with Joe Root. I think Joe Root over 30 and a half in first innings at 183, I think it is.
Great. Manish, what do you got?
As I said, I like how Zach Crawley is playing, and even though I would have called him for a 50 in this first innings, I would go with Zach Crawley over 21.5 at 1.83. He has done this 9 times out of 10 in the last 10 innings, and he's just looking confident, and 21.5 is way too low for him at the top of the order.
Okay. Creepy Crawley to get some runs for Manish. Ben,
I like
you've
both
mentioned
those.
so many bets. I mean, what's your absolute top pick standout?
I like both those, but I don't think they give value for a better. But mine goes back to England getting more than 47.5 in the first 10 overs at 252. I think that's just great value.
Good stuff. England will not die wondering.
Certainly not.
Please do make a note of those bets. This is the hat trick. Don't forget to check out cricket-betting.com. We are back next time for the fourth test between England and India, finding more three standout cricket bets. This has been the hat trick with cricketbetting.com. We'll see you next time.